Good morning, brothers and sisters. I greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I welcome all of you very warmly, you who have come from near and far. We greet also all those who are joining us online, who are hearing this service. Many greetings were given me, especially those of the Portuguese language, Brother Oleg from Portugal, and the little fellowship at his home. They are sending greetings. Brother Jean Batista is also sending greetings from Brazil. Then many brothers from Angola were extending greetings. They are also gathering now and are listening. And also greetings from the brothers from Mozambique. Yes, we are grateful to God that this possibility is given, that all can have part and are blessed. And we are also confident that the Lord will bless us this morning. Last night, we have been refreshed by the Lord, being blessed. And as the singers have sung the song, showers of blessing shall fall, then Jesus is honored. And on the mountains and valleys, the sound of rain is being heard. Showers of blessing are yours. Give us the time of refreshing. Fulfill now thy word. Yes, the Lord said, pray for rain at the time of the latter rain. And we need this showers of blessing of the Spirit of God that it might fall upon all of us. Also, we want to sing now to the Lord a couple of songs or a couple of choruses. We start with song number 33, When We Walk With the Lord. Number 33, When We Walk With the Lord.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds in our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust His smile will be thrice with a cry.
Das ist einfach Gnade,
this is just
wenn wir
grace
vertrauen
when we can trust the Lord, following him. Now, let us tune in a couple of choruses. Number one, they come from the east and west.
They come from the east and west. They come from the east and west. They can stay by King in the place and stars of heaven is high and far. They come in thy valley falls. They cling and love thy divine. Let's partake of his grace. His gems in his
number three, oh, I want to see him.
I want to see him, look upon his face, live to sing forever of his saving grace. In the streets of glory, let me live my voice. Years old past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Sweep over my soul. Number six.
Over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete as I sit at your feet. Sweet spirit, sweep over my soul.
Number 11. Isn't he wonderful? And then Brother Alfred Borg will read us the word for introduction, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Number 11.
Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Wonderful. Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't he wonderful? Wonderful. Yes, he is wonderful. Yes, he is wonderful. Yes, he is wonderful. Wonderful. Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't he wonderful? Wonderful.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. We are grateful to God to be, to again can be gathered here this morning,
uns aufs Neue vom Herrn segnen zu lassen.
To again be blessed by the Lord. As last night. I don't know how you feel.
Aber der Herr hat,
but the Lord,
wie ein Spiegel,
as a mirror, he has placed his word before us.
Und wir haben erkannt,
and we recognized
was Großes an
what great things he has done for us.
Aber auch,
but also,
was uns noch fehlt.
What is still missing to us.
Ich bin Gott dankbar.
I'm grateful to God.
Ich glaube, dass
I believe
er gegenwärtig
that he is present.
Durch seinen Heiligen Geist,
through his Holy Spirit in our midst.
Und er kennt all unsere Herzen,
and he knows all our hearts.
Und weiß,
and he knows our thoughts.
Er weiß, was wir
he knows what we need this morning.
Möge er uns segnen.
May he bless us.
Möge er unserem Bruder leiten.
May he lead our brother
uns das zu sagen,
to say unto us what we have need of. Now, before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I would like to read us a word, a couple of verses from 1 Peter. I ask that we stand up while we're reading the word. Whoever can, please stand up. 1 Peter, chapter 1, from verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Praise and thanks. Is it not written that we are heirs of God and co-heirs of Jesus Christ, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time? We are living in the end time. Brothers and sisters, you are rejoicing about it. Although, if need be, you have to go through some trials. Verse 6, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Verse 8, whom having not seen, ye love. Is it right? You believe in him, although you see him not. We believe that he is present to help us, to bless us. Yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. May the Lord bless us. Great God, you alone are worthy to receive the glory, the praise, and the adoration. You who have given the promises, O God, in Christ Jesus, our Lord, that we are heirs of what you prepared for them who believe, to them who received your word and who follow you. O God, we thank you for your holy word which you have given to us, Lord. We thank you that we found grace in your sight to believe, Lord, and to only believe your word and to be aligned accordingly. We ask it for your name's sake. Bless also this morning, as you blessed us already last night, Lord, with a blessing, O Lord. We thank you. Bless all who are listening, all who are watching. Bless, O God, and refresh every soul and every heart. We thank you that in full confidence and faith we can believe that you are still the same. You did not change. From the beginning you were the Savior, and you abide like this until the end, for we are living in the last days. Help each one of us, great and little, young and old, Lord. We ask it for your name's sake. All our families, O God, we bring them before your throne of grace. At your feet we lay them. And you alone will bless and strengthen and edify. Thank you for this morning, Lord. Please, once again, bless us. And let us praise and honor your name. Amen. We remain standing. Please, a chorus and the child dedication will take place. Please, parents, come to the front while the chorus is sung. Only believe, all things are possible. Only believe. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bring you this child and we consecrate it unto you for time and eternity. The parents are bringing it to you, for you have given it to them. Bless the child, bless the parents, bless the whole house, and let your grace reign over them. To you, Melinda is dedicated for time and for eternity, in Jesus' holy name. The blessing of the Almighty God rest upon you. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. The whole family be blessed and God dedicated. Amen.
What language?
Which language?
Seigneur, notre Dieu, notre Père, tu as donné un Ephraïm en bonne santé à notre frère, à notre sœur. Seigneur, nous consacrons ce petit enfant entre tes mains, qu'il soit gardé pour le temps et pour l'éternité. Que cet enfant grandisse dans la crainte de ton nom. Merci Seigneur de bénir les parents avec de bien spirituel pour que cet enfant ne manque de rien et aussi dans cette vie pour la gloire de ton nom. Merci Seigneur pour ce que tu as fait. Gloire à toi au nom de Jésus-Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Dans le nom de Jésus-Christ, notre Seigneur. Amen.
Amen.
We'll give all the glory to Jesus.
And tell of his love. And tell of his love.
art worthy. Thou art worthy. You may be seated. I also would like to welcome all of you in the precious and holy name of our beloved Lord and Savior. May all who are joining us worldwide, may all listen, may all believe with all their hearts what God has said unto us and what he promised unto us. Now, just briefly, let me extend the greetings which came in lately yesterday and which came in today. Once again, Brother Nyagi from Nairobi and Brother Jean-Son Jason from Port Elizabeth, Brother Mwamba from Australia, Brother Joseph from the DRC, from Nepal, from Brother Lukram, heartfelt greetings, Brother Cook and the church from Mackay, Australia. Then greetings from Bashkirian, from our brothers and sisters. Greetings from the DRC. Greetings from the family Das India. Greetings from Brother Nyagi we had already. Now, special greetings from Cuba. All are sending heartfelt greetings, special greetings from Brother John from Bucharest, from Brother Vladimir, once again, warm greetings from him and all the brothers and sisters. Now, Brother Alexander, once again from Tajikistan, then Brother Jovava Harare, Brother Philemon, South Africa. Brother Lotika, Australia. Brother Bashti, Kinshasa. From Goma. From Norway. Brother Jonas, from Norway. Brother Leonardo, from Burundi. Brother Yapo. And Brother Manasseh are also sending greetings. Brother Colombo from the DRC, from Lubumbashi. Yes. Brother Timothy, then from Cape Town, and once again from Douala, Cameroon. From Brother Yani Mashi from India, and Brother Yapi and Gazangaki and Hirere and from Trieste, all are sending greetings. Lupondo we had already, and Brother Kabanga is also sending greetings. Daniel from Cape Town is sending greetings. Adonis is sending greetings. Matthew from Durban is sending greetings. Chauffeur from Kigali is sending greetings. Once again, greetings from Guadeloupe. May God bless all there. And from the Azores Islands, once again, heartfelt greetings. And also from brothers and sisters from Beira, heartfelt greetings. We are grateful to God, grateful with all our hearts, that the whole world can listen now, can watch and see, and can believe. We believe that the last message is reaching all the elect in all peoples, tongues, and nations. The last news from Burma, also there, we have purchased the whole equipment that they can print there now. And they are started already to print. We are really grateful. Then Brother Tati extended greetings to me from all who were giving greetings to him. You all know, Brother Tati accompanies me. Also on the next journey, he will be with me, which starts on coming Thursday. And it goes to West Africa, to Burkina Faso, and to Nigeria. And we are just so grateful for all the open doors. The stadiums are being rented now. Thousands will come to hear the word of God. But if one then also gets the news that more than 100 different groups are there within the message in Nigeria, then one can really takes one's head into both hands. I say it in the name of the Lord. There's only one bride. Only one single bride. And I say it according to the Holy Scripture. In every city, at the beginning, there was one church. In Corinth, in Colossae, in Ephesus, everywhere, only one single church. And I tell you, God will judge all who have caused divisions and splits, who have brought reproach upon the Lord, reproach upon the message, reproach upon everything that belongs to the kingdom of God. In being of the opinion to can do something of his own. One's own will is as the sin of witchcraft and is cursed by God. Doesn't matter who and where it happens. Just ask one of the brothers in our surroundings. Ask in every city whether one brother has received a commission from God to do what he does. Ask him. And when our brothers told me yesterday, they were in Jeffersonville, and they were also in Tucson. And then the terrible news that after the going home of Brother Green, the church was again divided. And every brother thinks, and I say this out of a pure heart, in the USA and in the English-speaking countries, the brothers are misunderstanding what Brother Branham has said about the tithing. Amongst other things, he said, he also said that the tenth, that the tithe belongs to the pastor. What he wanted to say is, as the Holy Scripture says it, that the tithe belongs into the corn house, not into the pockets of the preacher or of the pastor, but there where it belongs. In America, there are really two boxes at the entrance, at the exit. The one box says the tithe, and the other says the offering. And the tithe, I saw it with my own eyes. I watched it. The woman, the wife of the pastor, of the preacher, just waited until the last one leaves the building. And she came with a big bag, and she went to this one box with a tithe, opened it, and let everything fall down into the bag of the preacher. This is absolutely against God's holy word. Preachers made themselves millionaires and multimillionaires. The one has three houses and four cars, and all are doing with it what they want. No, the tithe belongs there, that the work of God is being done and edified and enlarged. Many things should be put in order. May God give grace that in the last round, really everything, also that what Brother Branham said uncompleted. And firstly, one has to go to the next statement of him to see the whole picture of what he said. Not just taking one quote, but taking everything together what was said about one subject. And this humble man of God, this humble man, he said, I get $100 per week from the church, but nobody says that. This they keep. They don't say it. The first part they say yes, but the second part, I get only $100 per week of the church. This no one of them says of them. No one, brothers and sisters. Many called themselves, many commissioned themselves, and are misusing the scripture, and also that what Brother Branham said. Now, today, we want to welcome especially all those who have come from overseas. Brothers, we have brothers from Calgary, from Canada. Please stand up from Calgary. Where are you? Yes. God bless you in a special way from Calgary. I also preached in Calgary and also in Edmonton. May God bless you. And all who are, all the visitors, doesn't matter from which country you are coming, we are gathered internationally, and we thank the Lord God with all our hearts. Now quickly, two remarks. We have the brochure, the Bible, the most read book on earth. Thanks be to God, in the Russian language, in the Polish language, in the French language, in the Spanish language, in all the various languages, We have this brochure now
for,
and brothers and sisters, there are two things. There's the teaching from the Holy Scripture, but also the development from the book of Acts, how the development was. Also, this is important. We are not living behind the moon, but we know church history, and therefore we can show the people that's how it started. And from that time on, the thing went wrong, and then came that and that, and then we're coming to the end. We say that God, at the end of the time of grace, after all the revivals which were after the day of Reformation, there will be a perfect restoration, because he promised it with the last promise. It doesn't only speak of the prophet Elijah, but it speaks that everything will be restored. Amen. And also connected with it, Acts 3, verse 21, that our Lord remains in heaven until the time of restitution of all that what God said through the mouth of his holy prophets from the very beginning. And my thoughts are going to this now. Who of us would have known what Amos 8:11 means, that God would send a hunger to hear his words, not a hunger for bread, not a thirst for water, but to hear his words. And we are just so grateful that God gave the commission to Brother Branham to store in the food. Yesterday, I showed it to you, the reels, the tapes. Every sermon was sent to me, and we grew under the ministry of Brother Branham throughout all the years. We were growing. We didn't jump with a parachute into something and have said, now we are here, now we can do something. No, God took care for it, that we really, from the very beginning, we were led into it. We were introduced into the plan of salvation, which is ordained for our time, and which will find its completion in our days. We are convinced that we are the last generation before the return of Jesus Christ, and that all promises which God has given to us will be fulfilled, must be fulfilled, because God said it. And in the last circular letter, we have written it, of course. God has an Old and a New Testament. And the agreement, the conformity between the Old and the New Testament, which is very important to us, because no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. No single one. No. No interpretation. But we see it in its fulfillment. We see that what God promised comes to fulfillment. The same applies to Matthew 24, verse 14. The gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then the end shall come. That's how our Lord said it. It is, thus saith the Lord. Then the end shall come. Although we know this with all our hearts, yet let us remain sober. Whoever wants to marry, let him marry. Whoever wants to learn a profession, let him learn it. Just in every situation, to remain sober, to remain clear in the heart and in the head. Just as our Lord said, ye are not of this world. You are in this world, but you are not of this world. Just as I am also not of this world. Here on this earth, the day starts in the morning with the believers and with the unbelievers. Everything runs as God ordained it. But in our hearts, we are joined with God and we really cry out, come soon, Lord Jesus. Just tell me, who of us wants to remain long time on this earth? Who? Although we are blessed in the natural and although we don't lack anything, if we see what is going on the earth, as written in the prophet Isaiah 17, and especially in Isaiah 24, the whole world, all peoples, will toss to and fro. Nothing is anymore on the earth as it was. Everything has become different. Where is the marriage? Although in the very terrible times, also in our country, marriage, mothers received their money, children received their money, and today everything shall be put the same. Man with man, woman with woman, where did we come to? And this all regulated in the law. My God in heaven, Sodom and Gomorrah, and even worse, that's how it is on the earth now. But the Lord said, when you see these things coming to pass, that is happening, the more, please, lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. We are very grateful to God that He has sent His servant and prophet, and that we understood the divine message, and that we are really in the direct commission of God. If I would not have received this commission, I would have remained at home, just like all the others also. But when the Lord God has said, I will send you to other cities to preach my word, then I may ask the question, who has believed our report and who believes the message? Let us say this very honestly. Let us say it. I'm a bit laughing now. I laugh now a bit. But it's really dead serious. Whoever cannot believe, I repeat, whoever cannot believe that the Lord God Himself spoke out a call and a commission, which I heard with these ears, he will pass by here, but he will not enter here. But all who found grace in the sight of God, they will of course understand that we are not doing anything of our own, but that we are just carrying out the commission of God and carrying the last message into all the world. What was with Brother Branham? If you get the people to believe you, believe you that God called you, if they believe that God has sent you, if they believe that God has given you the message, if they believe that God said to you, Lord, as Moses were given two signs, so you are also given two signs. All who could believe that, that he received a divine commission, they received and accepted, and they believed the message. The same it is today. Whoever cannot believe, he laughs, shakes his shoulders, and goes his way. And he despises. He looks in despisement to what God is doing right now. Now let us leave this subject. Let us turn to the Word of God. But let us say this also once again. In the past 50 years, we really did everything what was possible in the name of the Lord.
And have the Word of God rein.
And have preached the Word of God pure and holy. The only mistake which I made happened in the year 1966, when our brother from the USA was proclaiming loudly that Brother Branham has seen a calendar which opened of itself, and then it stopped on the year 1977. And the year 77 was overemphasized, that everything will be completed and fulfilled, and the rapture would have taken place. I didn't receive it completely, but in the first circular letter, I really repeated what this brother has said, namely that Brother Branham has seen a calendar which opened itself and which stopped in the year 77. Can you imagine? When I then asked my brother, I asked him many times, tell me, show me where Brother Branham said this. And he could not show it to me. So he invented it. So if one thinks about it, how many things were invented? Even what Brother Branham said about the rapture. For instance, he said, no one will notice it, that the rapture has taken place. And now the brothers are saying, also, we didn't notice it, but we are already raptured. Because the prophet has said, no one will notice it. My God! But all who are raptured will notice it. I tell you, sometimes I'm so sad, but so sad, that the precious statements of Brother Branham are misinterpreted in such a way, misplaced, where they don't belong at all. Of course, the world will notice nothing, but we who are alive and remain until the return of the Lord, we who will be changed, most surely we will notice it. Oh, brothers and sisters, when will we start to thank God with all our hearts that we may believe as the scripture has said? And also yesterday, I emphasized it. All the statements of Brother Branham must, of course, be taken back into the Holy Scripture to find it confirmed. Who said it yesterday? That's how it is written in the book of Acts. The apostles were setting forth the plan of salvation. But the listeners were searching daily in the scripture whether the things are so, whether that what was being taught and what was being preached, whether it is in agreement with the Holy Scripture. The same we must do in this time. Only then we have the divine proof that everything is in such an order. Also in our hearts, in the teaching, in the knowledge, in everything. Brothers and sisters, let us say it once again. The true bride of the Lamb will at the end be one heart and one soul, joined in the love of God, joined with God and His Word, and joined with one another. As the Holy Scripture says, love one another fervently. And the love covers the multitude of sin. And also here we must say, brothers and sisters, don't bother, don't care about what another one did. He will care of himself about it. Care about that what brings problems to you. And bring it yourself before the throne of grace, so that you take the right stand before the Lord, and that we can walk together forward. My heart is really overwhelmed of the grace of God, of the leading, of the guidance, of everything what God has done in the past 50 years. Yesterday, Brother Kukaczka put his arms around me from Prague, and I had to think about it. God had given grace in the Bethlehem Chapel, in which Jan Hus was preaching 600 years ago. There God opened the doors. There we could have a TV program preaching a couple of sermons, and Brother Siegfried was there. He was my interpreter. When I think about it, how much grace God had given, how many doors and hearts He has opened, so that the Word could have been carried out. And all those who are ordained for eternal life, they will believe it. And all who are part of the bride church, they will hearken to that, what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. One more example in this regard. Brother Branham said that with Revelation chapter 3, to the message of the church at Laodicea, that with that the church age would end. And then he also added, and we entered now the bride age. And then he even said, or the claim, that if everything has come to its end with Revelation 3, then the rapture must have taken place in chapter 4. I read it yesterday, and today I looked it up in Revelation. Until the last chapter of the book of Revelation, it's written of the return of the Lord. Revelation chapter 21, Revelation 21, in verse 7 we read, Revelation 21:7,
he that overcometh
shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. In Revelation 22, we read, Revelation 22:6-7,
dann sagte er,
and he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. And then, behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. Soon. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. In the last chapter, and therefore God has revealed all the chapters to us. We of course didn't stop with chapter 3. In chapter 4, John was taken up in the Spirit to see everything, what would still take place. And then in Revelation 22, we read in verse 16 and 17, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. So until the end, the message is addressed to the church. To testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And then comes the uniting of bride and bridegroom in verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. But if one says, he has already come, what then? No, the Spirit and the bride are so united that the bride says what the Spirit has to say. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Another point, I just say this for those sakes who are concerned about the various doctrines around the world, who need orientation. The whole world must hear it, even when we read about it, that the Lord will descend with the trump of God. In this circular letter, I've written it precisely, what will happen in the first, second, third trumpet judgment. I gave all the scriptures. All can read it, what is written in the Word of God. The Lord doesn't owe us anything. Everything was revealed. And then, after the sixth trumpet has sounded, comes the announcement. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, here we have said it, there the Hebrew word shofar is written 11 times in the book of Revelation, shofar. When the seventh angel blows his shofar, namely the last announcement, not the seventh church angel, the seventh trumpet angel, and in all the six trumpet angels, the judgment comes, and in the seventh is the announcement. Then the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared it to his servants, the prophets. And then it's written in verse 7, what will take place? We are thankful to God with all our hearts, with all our souls, for his precious and holy word. Everything we were told precisely. Please remember, until the last chapter, the bride, the church is addressed. Until the last chapter, we read of the coming of the Lord. And so we are grateful that we can believe every chapter, and that God has given us the understanding, the oversight, the overall view for everything what would take place. Because thus it is written, that the Lord has opened our understanding for the Scripture. And what happened after the resurrection? What did our Lord complain about as the first? Unbelief. He rebuked their unbelief, namely not to believe everything what God has said by his prophets. And then he started with Moses and with all the scriptures from the Old Testament, and he showed them that everything has come to its fulfillment. And then he opened unto them the understanding for the Scripture. That's how it is happening today. We see the promises. We see the announcements. What would take place. And we see the fulfillment of that what God announced. And we know 100% this is God's holy word. And time and again, we can thank for it. Then the main thought, brothers and sisters, one brother who is here today, he told me, Brother Frank, if you say from the front that you believe that all who believe the message now, that they will have part in the rapture, I add now something from myself.
Wird dann den Leuten nicht ein Ruhekissen unter den Kopf gelegt?
Will not then put a pillow under the head of the people? No. I believe that all, who found grace in the sight of God now, and who believe the divine message now, who received it, and who know that Malachi was fulfilled, as our Lord said and repeated in Matthew 17, verse 11, and also in Mark 9, verse 12, he confirmed it. This I believe with all my heart, that they will have part in it. But I even believe more. I believe that everybody who has this hope in himself purifies himself just as he is pure. Purifies himself just as he is pure. Not a pillow under the head and saying, oh, very good, then I'm part of it. No. And again, no. Our Lord is the vine, and we are the branches. The divine life must be manifested in us. There's no other way. So, not a pillow of rest, but the assurance, the certainty that the Lord has pardoned us to believe. And therefore we want that everything happens with us and through us. What is necessary what is necessary to be ready at the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us say this once again from last night, from Deuteronomy chapter 4, when the Lord God has said to Moses, "Gather me my people, so that they hear my words." Then it went to the mountain, and the Lord God came down in the fire and has given the Ten Commandments. Gather me, my people, that they hear my words. All were gathered, and the Lord God came down with fire, and he spoke with the voice of thunder. Everything went through their marrow and bones. God gathers us. He said, gather me, my people, to hear his word, to be penetrated by the truth. And also this we must say, brothers and sisters, I will write it in the next circular letter, that really, No one can remain in the old nature. No, it is written, behold, I make all things new. And if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. It must be our prayer. Beloved Lord, be merciful to me. Just imagine. We would run around as liars, would live in adultery, or trespassing all the commandments. This is impossible. God didn't take back any commandment, but he has given us the grace to fulfill every commandment. Nobody can run around as a slanderer. What does God want with a slanderer? What does he want with them who are lying? They will remain outside. That's how it is written, outside. Outside, but we want to be inside. We want to be inside together with our Lord, celebrating the Lord's Supper. Therefore, brothers and sisters, it's really necessary that all the admonishing words, we must take them to heart. For instance, from Matthew chapter 13, here we read, Matthew 13, verse 58, perhaps also 56, up to 58. Matthew 13. Here we have the words of our Lord. And his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then has this man all these things? And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And now comes the verse. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Even our Lord could do nothing. He asked, do you believe? And what did the people do? They looked outsidely and said, oh, here are the four brothers. Here are his sisters. Who is this man? What shall this now be? What shall this mean? Whence does he have all these things? Brothers and sisters. And then our Lord said, even a man of God is not without honor in his own family. saving his own life. And here with the confirmation, what it means that our Lord had to say, my brothers and my sisters and my mothers are those who do the will of my heavenly Father. Not natural, a fellowship, a relationship. No, brothers and sisters who are doing the will of God. And that's what's all about in this time. Then we have it in the same way in the various chapters. And in Romans chapter 1, we again come to Romans and back to that, what we touched upon last night. The personal experiences of salvation which we have to make with God. I came to know repeatedly brothers and sisters came and they said, please pray for me that I'm baptized with the Holy Ghost. Brothers and sisters, but this desire must truly come upon all of us in such a way that as Jacob, we are wrestling with God and we don't give up, that we don't surrender, but that we say that we really experience it. Jacob said, I don't let you go except you bless me. And then his name was changed into Israel. Not only his name, his inside was changed. Before that, Jacob, a deceiver, and then Israel, a fighter for God. Something happened with him. The wrestling was worthwhile because he broke through and then he cried out. In the last consequence, he said, I don't let you go except you bless me. And God will do it as sure as he will send and promise the latter rain. And also this, Brother Branham said very clearly, at the end, both will fall at the same time, the former and the latter rain. It will be a double portion of the grace of God will be manifested. God will give the spoken word ministry, and the faith will become so great in the church that God can just act and walk in our midst and will confirm his word amidst us. It will not be a man, but the Lord himself will cut his work short in righteousness. We are preaching his word. We are preaching the promises. He fulfills them. He is watching over his word to fulfill it. Now, we go to a couple of scriptures, just briefly. Romans, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Romans 1, verse 1 and 2. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to preach the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
Das Evangelium Gottes ist eine Gotteskraft.
The gospel of God is the power of God. It's being manifested as the power of God in all them who believe it. Verse 5, we read, by whom we have received grace and apostleship to work obedience to the faith, among all nations for his name. Obedience to the faith. Obedience and faith. This is already written in the Great Commission in Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. What is with the others? He who does not believe will be condemned. Brothers and sisters, the matter is very serious. If you don't believe a man, it's all right, because thus it is written. Every man is a liar. But not to believe God is an inexcusable sin. And we put the sin and guilt upon ourselves, and we ourselves exclude ourselves out of the kingdom of God if we don't believe. And if we don't be baptized after we believed. All who became believers since the day of Pentecost, they were baptized. And they were also baptized in the Spirit. And if they were baptized before the water baptism, then nevertheless, they were baptized in water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord doesn't have to take one word back. And whoever does not believe and whoever does not obey, he excludes himself. And he puts the condemnation upon himself. Brothers and sisters, faith is a supernatural gift of our God. Faith, who has overcome the world, all the arguments. Faith doesn't argue. Faith is anchored in the promises of God. And as we repeated it many times, God's promises remain. They don't stagger. Jesus sealed with his own blood what he promised in his word. Then we have it here, the precious verses in Romans, chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Everyone, without exception, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, and so to all of us. As sure as the Lord has finished his work of redemption, and as sure as we believe that he has done it, so sure the gospel becomes the power of God to us. And we experience the complete redemption, the full deliverance, and the perfect healing by the power of God. And in verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Not the self-righteous, but the one who is justified by faith. Amen. By the blood of the Lamb, which was shed for us. The just shall live by faith. All this we can testify of, that we have become believers, that we just are obligated to the obedience, and that we know disobedience separates us from God, and obedience joins us with God. Now from Ephesians, a couple of verses from Ephesians chapter 2. From verse 4 to 6, it says, verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved.
Durch Gnade seid ihr gerettet worden.
And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Blessed and praised be our God. With him we are already completed and perfected. God sees us already as we will appear before him in the rapture. To our beloved Lord and Savior, we have become like him. In Ephesians 4, we read, Ephesians 4, here we have the divine order, in the divine church order. Ephesians chapter 4, verse
11.
He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Every meeting must include everything: salvation, healing, deliverance, edifying of the believers, that we are truly strengthened in the faith, and that we know what God has said, it remains like it. We not only died with him and buried with him, but we rose with him. We are placed in heavenly places together with him. A perfected redemption we will glorify throughout all eternity. And we will thank our Lord for it. And what does such scripture mean for us? That we don't have to care anymore. That we don't give room anymore to unbelief, but instead that we say, Lord, you said in your word, we died with you, we were buried with you, we rose together with you unto a new life. We were placed in heavenly places together with you. We will see your face. Brothers and sisters, despite of all our trials and problems through which we have to go, please agree with God. Put yourself upon the side of God and say to the visible things as a lie. And that word of God we testify to be the truth. Only what God said will remain, and everything else will fall away anyway and will not bother us anymore. Then we have it in verse 17. Ephesians 4, verse 17. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord.
Die ernste Mahnung im Herrn aus.
that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. The unbelievers remain in the hardening of their hearts, but the believers receive and accept and are thanking God for it. Brothers and sisters, although I have a dirty glasses, and although I cannot read properly anymore, yet in my heart I know every word of God. It's just so nice that we may believe, that we may believe with all our hearts what God has said unto us. Now the two verses, verse 22 and 23. From Ephesians chapter 4, 22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. We are grateful to God with all our hearts. There are two musts. The one must, ye must be born again. And the other must, we just read now, we must put off the old man with everything what goes with it, and must be renewed through and through, so that the mind of Jesus Christ can be in us by His grace. Let us summarize of what it's all about today. By grace, we recognized what God promised for this time. We received by faith every promise, also the promise for our day. And with this, everything stands and falls. Whoever cannot believe that God fulfilled the promise for this time, he will walk on in their own program. We have written it. We also said it. There are thousands of religious Christian programs, but there's only one plan of salvation of our God. And brothers and sisters, let us also say this. Every church, every denomination has the right to do what they do and to believe what they believe. But in the same way, it is with the Methodists don't believe what the Baptists believe, and the Presbyterians don't believe what the Pentecostals believe. They all believe what was described for them and what is written in their statements of faith and what is being preached to them. But the difference, we don't believe what is there, but we believe by grace the Holy Scripture, the doctrine of the apostles. The New Testament church is founded on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And we are built upon Jesus Christ, our Lord. We believe every word. All the denominations, all the churches, all the fellowships, they can believe whatever they believe. This we leave up to our God for the last judgment. To us it's about that it finds fulfillment. Whoever judges himself will be judged no more. And we let ourselves be judged by the word of God. And we are coming to the Lord and we say, be merciful to me. Take everything from me what belongs to the old man. Renew me. But brothers and sisters, if we hear such words, please let us tune in on our inside. Let us speak to our Lord while we hear the word and say, my God, let it happen with me. Go with the sermon. Go with it. Be addressed. Be spoken to. Deepen yourself in it and repeat the words. What did Mary do? She pondered upon the words of the Lord. We must ponder upon the words of the Lord and say, Lord, you spoke to me. You said it to me. You spoke with me. I receive it. Let it become a reality by your grace. And God is faithful. And this we say once again, Abraham didn't look to the visible things. He looked to the invisible as though he would see him. And this faith was accounted to him for righteousness. He didn't ask, oh, Lord, what shall I do? How shall I do that? It's impossible. No, it was complete. The Lord God spoke and he had given the promise. It fell into his heart. He didn't speak to himself, but he believed with all his heart what God said. And it happened. In the same way, it is with us in this time. God does not make empty promises. How often we repeated 2 Corinthians 1, time and again, we can say, for all promises of God, for all the promises of God is in him the yes, and in him the amen. Through us, who we believe his promises with all our hearts. We found grace in the sight of God. We have part in that, what he is doing right now, according to his precious and holy word. And once again, the emphasis, until the last chapter of the Bible, it speaks of the coming of the Lord, of the overcomers, it speaks, who will see that what God promised. And we will see the reality that everything will be fulfilled. And we can say, we found grace in the sight of God. He showed us his way for this time. And we are not looking anymore to the visible things, not to the circumstances. We're not hearkening to that, what people are saying, but we are hearkening to that, what God has said. May all brothers and sisters worldwide, may all believe every word of God. May all brothers who preach the word, only preach the word, namely that what is written, and may they add nothing to the word, and may they take nothing of it. May all brothers all over the world, may they hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And the Spirit says, until the last chapter, in the last verses, whoever adds something to the words of the prophecy of this book, to them God will add the plagues.
Am Baum des Lebens hab. Mögen alle verlieren. Mögen alle.
Yes.
Mögen alle.
Take away all.
Auf der ganzen Erde.
Yeah. May all. May all become aware of that the ministry of Brother Branham and everything what belonged to it and what was commissioned to him by God, that all that has happened according to the will of God. May all brothers worldwide, may they all acknowledge that Brother Frank will preach absolutely nothing of Revelation 10 because the scripture absolutely says nothing about it. Can all say amen? What can I say if the scripture doesn't say anything? No. And again, no. We believe God's holy word. And it belonged to the ministry of Brother Branham. How often did I say it here? I appreciate it much that God has given me the grace to have known personally this great man of God. Personally, I knew him. I drove with him in the same car. He was driving, and I was sitting next to him. I was joined with him on the inside. And everything what he reported about the seven thunders on the 28th of February
1963.
He was really shaken such. And only one single time he repeated, and that only when he spoke about the subject marriage and divorce, that the Lord would once the Lord descended in the same way in the cloud, and that he would reveal unto him the mystery of marriage and divorce, and that the whole class, the pupils, were called out of the school and have seen this cloud there. There where Brother Branham was, this he emphasizes. These two supernatural times where the supernatural cloud descended. But this was, of course, not the return of Jesus Christ. This was a revelation which the Lord had given to him, which he should pass on. And when he refers to this mighty experience on Sunset Mountain, 42 kilometers away from Tucson, in direction Mexican border, short of Nogales, I've seen it with my own eyes. I've heard it with my own ears. Although, probably I would not have this certainty which I have today. It's beyond every doubt. God has given us the grace to recognize. And if Brother Branham, after this mighty experience, on the 24th of March, when he spoke about the seventh seal, and he was pointing, referring to these seven mighty thunders, and he took his fist, placing it under the pulpit. He knocked only six times. He wanted to knock seven times. And he said, the seven thunders were so mighty, and in the seven thunders is the rapture of faith, in the seven thunders. And because there's only one place in the scripture about the seven thunders, therefore, Brother Branham made the comparison. But he was the seventh church age angel, the seventh messenger to the church age, to Laodicea. And we thank God with all our hearts that we can understand everything the right way and that we know where it belongs and taking everything back into the Holy Scripture. Did we say it in summary? God wants that we experience everything. And from his side, seen by the perfect work of redemption on the cross of Calvary, of which it is written, God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. From his side, all the elect whose names are written before the foundation of the world into the divine testament, written into the Lamb's book of life, they will experience the perfection. They will see God. They will be ready at the return of Jesus Christ. We are grateful for the messenger. We are grateful for the message. But all the glory, all the praise, all the worship belongs only to our God and Lord from now on throughout all eternity. Just one word. Should some brothers and sisters be in our midst who have become believers but who are not yet baptized in water, today is the opportunity for it. And may God really give grace that all are found in obedience and faith. Faith without works is dead in itself. Faith is followed by obedience. And therefore it is written, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Let us thank together our God for his word, for the revelation. Everything is clear as the sun by his grace and by his spirit. Everything was revealed. And we may be part of it. We may be part of it. May God bless us here and may all be blessed worldwide. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us pray together. I don't know whether our brothers and sisters from Brussels have the Maranatha choir. We will ask some brothers to thank the Lord afterward. We are also grateful for all the translators, especially that our brother Michael is also in our midst. And we appreciate it that God is taking care for all the languages to pass on everything what God has entrusted to us. May God bless all in all of Pakistan and in all the region. May God bless also our brother Noble Gill, with whom the beginning was made in Pakistan. May God bless all. May God bless all in all peoples, in all tongues, especially all who are having part, all who are translating, all who are passing on what God has entrusted to us. It should be preached all over the world, and it was preached. Then we ask the two sisters to come, and today I would like that Brother Kebernick comes to thank the Lord together with us, and Brother Kukaczka also thanking the Lord, and Brother Didier, please come, thanking the Lord, and our brother from Calgary can also come to thank the Lord our God. To him alone belongs all the glory throughout all eternity, for that what he has done already and what he will still do.
Jesus, dir ähnlich möchte ich werden.
I want to be similar to you,
Lord. Ist mein Wunsch,
this is my wish.
Und auch mein Begehr.
And this is my longing.
Gerne die Welt ich ganz will verlassen, aber dir ähnlich.
Leaving this world.
Das lieb ich sehr.
I want to be like you, Lord. I love it.
Oh, ja, dir
to be like you.
Oh, ja, dir
to be like you.
Jesus, ich flehe.
Jesus, I pray.
Wie du bist. Gib mir die Sanftmut.
Give me the humbleness.
Fühle zu deinem Bild gestalte du.
Form me into your image.
Oh ja, dir ähnlich, stille im Geiste,
to be like
heilig
you.
Im Wandel,
silent in the spirit,
voll mit Geduld,
full of patience,
will ich hier leiden, Schande und Schmerz,
willing to take the reproach,
andere zu retten,
saving others of sin and guilt.
Oh, ja, dir
to be like you.
Oh, ja, dir
to be like you.
Jesus, ich flehe.
Jesus, I pray.
Rein wie du bist.
Pure as you are.
Gib mir die Sanftmut.
Give me the meekness.
Und deine Fülle. Zu
give me your fullness.
Form
me into your image.
Oh ja, dir ähnlich, Jesus, ich komme.
Jesus, I come to you.
Bis in die Seele, himmlischen Wein. So wie ich bin nun, komme ich
just
zu
as I am,
dir.
I come to you, Lord.
Jesus von nun
Jesus.
An bin ich ganz dein.
From now on I am yours.
Oh ja, dir
to be like you.
Oh ja, dir
oh to be like you.
Jesus, ich flehe.
Jesus, I pray.
Rein wie du bist.
Pure as you are.
Gib mir die Sanftmut.
Give me the meekness.
Und deine Fülle.
And give me your fullness.
Zu deinem Bild gestalte du mich.
Form me into your image.
Oh ja, dir ähnlich. Und wenn ich bete, gieße den Geist der Liebe in mich. Lass mich für dich dann werden ein Tempel.
Let me become a temple
bereit
for you.
Zu leiden für dich.
Always ready to suffer for you.
Oh ja, dir ähnlich. Oh ja, dir ähnlich.
To be like you, to be like you.
Jesus, ich flehe.
Jesus, I pray.
Rein wie du bist.
Just as pure as you are.
Gib mir die Sanftmut.
Give me the meekness.
Und deine Fülle.
And your fullness.
Zu deinem Bild.
Form me into your image.
Oh ja, dir
to be like you.
Oh ja, dir
to be like you.
Jesus, ich flehe, rein wie du bist.
Just as pure as you are.
Gib mir die Sanftmut und deine Fülle zu deinem Bild gestalte du mich.
Form me into your image.
Amen.
Amen.
Das ist unser aller Gebet.
This is all our prayer. We bow our heads, and I would like to ask, who has made the decision to be baptized? Do we have one? Then please raise your hand. Do we have brothers and sisters who would like to be baptized? If not, then we wait for the next time in the hope that the Lord will not come and that we again can be gathered in His name. I don't know how you feel, but I feel that the Lord speaks so directly to us, and it reaches our hearts. We are coming before Him. May now the brothers come and just pray a short prayer, thanking the Lord in the various languages. Is Brother Yuri Kebernik in our midst? Please come. Yes. Great God, you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you are the God of Israel. You are our God. You became our God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thanks be to you for everything what you have given to us. Who are we on this earth? You found us. You have given us salvation. You have washed us in your blood. I thank you. I'm not worthy, but you completed it for us. I thank you that you have given the year 1955 in August. I was born then, but you have chosen me at that time. I thank you for your word, for the truth of this time, in this time, for the message which you brought yourself before your coming. Bless each one of us here. Baptize us with the power of your Spirit. I ask you, bless us all. Also the words which we heard today, engrave them deeply in our hearts and strengthen us in our faith. Bless all our relatives, all whom we love. I thank you with all my heart for this meeting today. In your precious name, amen. Where is our brother Kukaczka? And where is brother Friedrich? Where is brother Arben? Most surely he will come. He will be around us somewhere. Where is brother Arben? He comes. And then you will come. Lord our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we are very grateful to you You allowed us to believe in this end time, that we recognized the day of our gracious visitation. You allowed us to recognize the message of restoration and the messenger who brought it. You have also given us grace to have part in the continuation of the ministry which you have sent. Your servant, whom you commissioned to go from city to city to preach thy word. And today you spoke to us again. Give us grace, Lord Jesus Christ, that we not only hear, but that we also experience the wonderful work on the cross of Calvary, that we experience the forgiveness of our sins and also the renewing, and that we also baptized with the Holy Spirit. And may you purify us day by day. You have said you will do it. And you already did it for us on the cross of Calvary. Keep us, Lord, and lead us and guide us. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Notre Père, notre Dieu,
unser Herr und unser Gott,
our Lord and our God.
Quelle bonté envers nous ces deux jours.
Welche Gnade und welche Güte hast du uns erwiesen.
What kind of grace you have given to us these days.
Und du hast uns eine göttliche Quelle geöffnet.
And you have opened unto us a divine fountain. And we took a bath in it. We are so grateful to be clean and pure. Spirit, soul, and body, Lord. This is a special grace, Lord, which you bestowed upon each one of us today.
And
when we go from this place, all our burdens are taken away from us. And we have the certainty that no one leaves this place as he came, the way he came. And now the church is being prepared in a very intimate way, that will appear before you without spot and without wrinkle. May your name be glorified. May your name be exalted and glorified. And may we carry this savor everywhere where we go. May it be seen and heard everywhere. That we are really found as written letters, and that it is being seen in us what you have done for us. For your return is very close. Thank you, Lord, for your servant, which you have anointed in a special way. Lord, we love what you have done for us. May your name be glorified and praised throughout all eternity. Thank you that you blessed everywhere As you blessed us these days, may the bride come into perfection, Lord. Our gratefulness is great, Lord. For when you say something, you also fulfill it. You have said it, that your bride will appear without spot and without wrinkle in your presence. And we see that you are doing this work. May your name be once again be glorified. We thank you also for the healings which took place, especially our beloved brother Jean-Claude. Once again we pray for him. Be merciful, Lord, for the glory of your name. We believe that you have forgiven our sins, that you see us under the blood of the Lamb. We thank you that you have taken all the burdens from us and that you delivered us and that you let us walk in the certainty of faith. We look up to you. You are the beginner, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Bless the journey of your servant. May you keep him and protect him. And bless every place which his feet will tread upon. May your blessings accompany him, and may all the glory return unto thee. And bless the church worldwide, that we preach what is written for the glory of your name. In the name of Jesus Christ we prayed. Amen. Somebody else here? Praise and thanks. Just thanking the Lord. Just thanking the Lord. My Father, who art in heaven, your name be hallowed, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we come to have an experience with you, that we are being prepared for your coming, so that you can manifest yourself. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You have given us the victory in our hearts, in our lives, so that the old man is no more seen, but so that the new man is manifested.
Každé duši, neboť ty jediný jsi hoden, vzít čest, chválu, slávu i klanění.
To you alone be the glory and praise and worship.
Aby jsme tobě klaněli, aby jsme tě chválili.
Let us worship.
A velebili.
Let us praise you. Your grace, your love,
které jsme si nezasloužili.
We have not deserved it, Lord, but it pleased you, Lord. You have done it for us. We praise you and glorify you. Praise, honor, and glory and worship be to you. You are the alone worthy one. Bless your church. Bless every heart. and every soul. Heal the sick. Deliver those who are tormented by the enemy. We thank you. Bless also your servant, our beloved brother. Be with him. Bless him in spirit, soul, and body. We thank you for him. Be with him so that your church, your bride, can be called out from all people's tongues and nations for your day of your return. Praise, honor, and glory be to you. For you are the only one who is worthy. Be merciful to us. Amen. Let us sing the chorus together, just as I am. And then we'll pray together. All will raise their voices. Let us thank together. Dear Lord, with all our hearts, we thank you for your grace. It's still the day of salvation. It's still the time of grace. You are still speaking. You are still at work. You are still saving. You are still delivering. You are healing. You are preparing us for your glorious return. Bless all, each one of us, here and all around the world. We thank you for all the languages, for all the nations, for all the tribes who hear your word, who believe it, and who are being prepared. To you, the Almighty God, be the glory for everything. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. And all the people say, Hallelujah. And all the people said, Amen. You may be seated. Now just briefly, remember us, especially on the next missionary trip. In Nigeria, I was probably since 18 years no more. But God always gives grace that the connection to the true believers is not interrupted, and that now we are invited. From all who heard of the message, may God really give grace that all are coming who are ordained for it, to be part of the bride of the Lamb. And we who have sown only the word seed, we will see at the harvest that the Lord Himself gathers His wheat into His garner. And we are grateful to God that we are part of it. Also, my friends from Poland, we give you special greetings to all in the country. Yes, in all tongues, in all peoples, in all nations. Please take greetings to Finland, Sweden, to Denmark, everywhere. greet all in all of Africa, in all of Europe, and let us thank together the Lord that the last message has fallen on fruitful ground with all who are ordained to have part in the rapture. Also for that, what God is doing in Romania, it's just extraordinary, extraordinary. God does everywhere great things. More than 1,000 people were gathered in a city in which we were for the first time. In many cities, we were before that. But in Yashti, for the first time we were there, close to the border to Moldavia. More than 1,000 people were there. May God bless our brother John, Daniel, Florine. May God bless all our brothers. Also our brother from Bulgaria. Where are you? God bless you. Where's the brother from Bulgaria? He has a nice mustache. God bless you. Yes, God bless you, my brother. God bless you. He speaks Russian, he speaks Bulgarian, he speaks Romanian. God really takes care for everything. Also our translators, may God bless you from the riches of his grace. May God bless our brother Michael in a special way. And when we think about it, how many stations are connected now who also hear the same message, then we can just say, blessed and praised be the Lord our God. What would Paul say? What would Brother Branham say if they would see that the word which they preached and taught that is now reaching the whole world? Blessed and praised be the Lord, the Almighty God, in Jesus' holy name. Today we ask Brother Hans Henrich to come, but you can pray in German. We all stand up. Please come, thank the Lord. And should the choir have still a song, please come and sing. The time is on our side. Thank the Lord. Faithful, beloved Lord, we have so much reason to thank you for these two meetings, Lord, where we were introduced again into your plan of salvation. We received access by your word to recognize the things you are doing in our time worldwide. Lord, because of your word, we are gathered here. Just as you said, gather me my saints who made the covenant by sacrifice. Lord, the covenant was made in our hearts. You sealed your word in it. We said yes to it. The bride is being prepared. The wheat is already ripe. Lord, the time is so close. Your return is so close. We are so grateful for the grace which you have bestowed upon us. We ask you for the last round, Lord. You know the time which is left for us. You know how many have still to be called out. Lord, you know the time and the hour. We are waiting so longingly, Lord. Bring everything to completion. Crown your work, Lord. You are the author and finisher of your church. You called us, you prepared us. We are so happy, Lord, to see you one day, to shake hands with you, to kiss you, Lord. We are happy for that day of your return, to meet you, as Paul said, in the air to meet you. Oh, what a moment that will be. Oh, we will meet you. All the prophets will be there. All the servants of God will be there. All the prophets. Also, Brother Branham. All who trusted you. All who believed. All who recognized what the truth is. Who were led in all the truth by your Spirit. This will be a glorious hour. We pray also for Brother Frank, Lord. Lord, we don't look to the age or to the weakness. We look upon you. You called him on the 2nd of April. You called your servant. You planned everything in your word. And you will crown this ministry, Lord. We are so grateful that we have access to it. We thank you that we understand everything the right way. The whole world, the whole bride church worldwide is grateful. Only one word more. Maranatha. Hallelujah. Let your Spirit fall now upon all of us. As in Jerusalem, in the upper room. Same fire, send this fire from heaven. In this time of trouble, of course, let your Spirit fall upon us now. Fear out of our hearts. waiting for a promise. Come soon. Let us receive your power. Save your children who still sleep. As you did before. And lay upon us your pierced hand. Come to us as you did before. And lay upon us your pierced hand.